This is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for January 21st. Spies. Have you ever wondered why Joseph seemed to play his brothers? Why was it that he took so long, probably a few years, to make himself known to them? Why did Joseph call his brothers spies when he knew them not to be? Why did he treat them so harshly, imprisoning one while letting the others go so that they could prove they weren't spies? Good questions. Here are my sanctified speculations, otherwise known as guesses. First, Joseph knew the mind of God in this whole affair. He probably didn't feel liberty to say anything just yet. If Joseph was anything, he was patient. So what was he waiting for? Secondly, Joseph knew that his brothers all had a mean streak and had acted deceitfully with one of their own. Remember what they did to Shechem and to Joseph? Would they repeat themselves? Third, Joseph knew that he and his brothers were all heirs of the promise given to their father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. They rose and fell together. Would they, did they, see themselves as one family? Fourth, had they really repented of their sin against Joseph, which in reality was sin against God himself? God had, after all, revealed his will to them through Joseph's dreams. Would the brothers now listen to him? Fifth, had Joseph acted in any other manner, or any sooner, his Egyptian servants and counselors might have thought him unjust by favoring this group of Hebrews, with whom Egyptians were not even supposed to eat. Joseph was second only to Pharaoh, and his main interests had to include discharging his duties for the good of Egypt at all times. By waiting and testing his brothers, his administrations knew that Joseph was impartial and just in his dealings with everyone. In the end, though, we probably won't know all the motivations of Joseph's heart, but we do know that he acted righteously and with care for all that had been entrusted to him. Are we doing the same? Keep reading. See you tomorrow.